Heavily damaged homes in Texas are salvageable now. Houston officials say some are going to be submerged in the floodwaters left over from Tropical Storm and Hurricane Harvey now for up to a month before inspectors can get a closer look. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 5.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on September the 5th, day after Labor Day. I can't believe most of us took off yesterday.
Yeah.
Yep. Yo, it was Labor Day and...
Yes. Hello, everybody. I'm not sure what's going on here.
They just transferred all the... It's the weekend. They just move stuff around.
Okay, and this always happens on Monday morning.
He just gets up and wanders out, you know, wanders out without fixing everything. That's okay.
Okay, there we go. Now, that's my microphone, isn't it?
Muppet Mob.
We could do a little bit more volume for me, please.
Okay.
Good morning, everybody. Well, Tuesday feels like it's Monday, but yeah, we did best of yesterday. For some reason, we just, you know... Boy, I'll tell you what. You know, has the world turned in the last, 5 days with fire?
I can't tell. I keep turning these things up, and you just make no indication.
No, we're fine for now, yeah.
Okay.
Let's just move on. Currently 73 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have about 98 today with our lows of around 76. Our lows will be about 71. Tomorrow calls for a high of 94. And hazy. We're going to just have hazy days ahead of us. Have a further detailed weather printout in just a moment here, but we just wanted to let you know here on Tuesday morning. Good to see you. You had a lot of guests last week. You had Trish on Thursday and a lot of Namalfa on Friday and just a lot of...
A lot of things going on this week. But you know what? Trump tweeted to everybody, "This is going to be a big week." You think they've got DACA, which is the Dreamer that President Obama overstepped when he made this. I guess it was an executive order about not deporting people after a certain age and all that. He's thoroughly overstepped his rights as a president. It's a congressional duty, and so what Trump is going to do is say this: "Hey, I'm doing away with that. It's up to you, Congress. Come up with something in 6 months." And frankly, that's the way it should be done. Nobody's going to be deported. Nothing's going to happen like that. Nothing out of the unusual. But Congress, this is yours. And either you fix it or we're going to keep working on it until it is fixed. We need to fix this. We need to have a strong border. And we need to have a resolution with, you know, several million young people that are in this country that came here, either born here or were brought here as babies. Oh, they're here illegally. They've been here. They're 15, 16 years old. They were brought here as infants. Something's got to be done. You want to throw them back to a country they've never even seen. They don't speak the language in most cases. Something has to be done. Oh, they're here illegally. Well, you know what? Yeah, they are. But the child was brought here. Now, you going to throw their parents out? You might do that. The kid's 15 years old. This is not an easy thing. This is not an easy thing to figure out. I'm not a bleeding heart, but something has to be done with some kind of heart in here, with some empathy for what's going on with these families. You know, and, you know, are they using, in some cases, they're using, as my son told me when they're arresting people, "Oh, no, I'm a dreamer, I'm a dreamer." Really? Because they said that they went to high school here. He said they could speak very little English. They couldn't remember the high school. But as soon as they say that, you can't touch them. Unless it's a serious crime, and then even then,
what would be the implications? Let's say hypothetically, if you were to at a certain point, okay, everybody that's within the border of the United States, you're now a citizen.
Well,
or you have legal rights. You can't, you don't get the citizen rights, but you can be legally in the system.
to bring them into the system, they've got to go do something to get into the system.
Right.
But you just don't take everybody that's here. You know, you start with the ones that were born here of illegal parents, and you move your way to the ones that were brought here as children, and you can prove that. And then what do you do with the parents? So the parents have got to find a way. You've got to find a way to have them earn their way back in here. It could be fines. It could be something. But anyway, but every one of these children now have to become an American citizen. They take the test. They do all those things, and they're American citizens. Mm-hmm. Now they're citizens. Of course, Republicans' fear is that you make $10 million and you just just a blanket amnesty like Reagan did back in the 80s, is that you've got now 11 million new Democrats. I don't think that's true. However, something's got to be done. You can't just continue doing this kicking the can down the road. And Trump, you know, whether you like Trump or not, he's taking these things head on. Something that Obama should have done. Like this thing that Obama did with this ridiculous thing about transgenders. You know, he did it for one reason. He did it for one reason, was to throw a skunk on the table when Trump became president. He didn't do it 2 years ago. No, when did he do it? He did it like about 6 months before he got out. So, you know, that whole thing, when they do stuff like that, is no more. Than a way to cause discontent in people. So
think so.
I know so. I know exactly why he did it, and he knows why he did it. To everybody that's with any common sense knows why he did it. If he was really planning on doing it, he would have done it at the same time that he said, "Oh, okay, homosexuals can serve openly in the Marine Corps or in the military." Okay, by the way, we're going to take transgenders. He could have done the same thing. At the same time, he chose not to. Why? Because he knew of the pushback on that, and so he waited till he was leaving. You know, this whole thing, I mean, if it just wasn't so bad for our country for people to do this, it's almost amusing to watch what both parties do to each other. Unfortunately, what they do is impact on the people. You know, sometimes you get so tired of that, and you think to yourself, you know, we should become feudal states again. Except that if that happens, then we can just wait for the Chinese to come over and take our children.
Another Labor Day weekend. Bob, we're going to weigh in with you for a second. You're with the Auxiliary Coast Guard. What did you have any duties this weekend?
Actually, my duty was mommy sitting.
Well, that's right.
Okay.
Your mom.
So did you hear from anybody about, I know you keep in touch and you have your little walkie-talkie going, right?
Unfortunately, I was a little focused and didn't catch anything from anybody who was out allegedly having fun. All I can tell you is that Shasta Lake's only 35 feet down, so it's still looking good.
That looks
great. All right. Well, we're going to be out at Holiday Harbor in a couple weekends from now. Out there on a houseboat. It'll be nice. September, cooler in September. Gosh, a lot going on, of course, in the headlines today, so many things. But one for sure is the Irma.
Hurricane Irma. It's coming in. It's up to Cat 5.
Cat 5.
Heading for, Puerto Rico now, but they're already a state of emergency in Florida. Because they're not going to get caught. You know, unfortunately, you know, Texas is still trying to dig itself out. Now here comes Irma that's bigger. That's at least, you know, it's as big, if not bigger, and it's coming for Florida.
175 mile an hour wind.
Think about that. 175 mile. Now, here's the thing about Irma.
That'll rearrange the furniture.
I have friends that live in Florida, and they're constantly putting on Facebook while we're at, you know, when it's 115 degrees here. Oh, gosh, you know, it was 75 and balmy in the winds. He's not putting that down there now. And so I will remind him of these things later on. Look at that balmy weather that you all had at 175 mile per hour winds, not 75 mile per hour temperatures. Hey, you know, we on the move this weekend, we stopped in over at our favorite Sleep Number store.
And we
met the gang.
We drove in there.
We couldn't even talk to anybody. It was so busy in there.
It was great. Well, it's Labor Day weekend sale.
It was. And it's over today.
But there's a...
Still got today.
They said that they're doing really well, and they have some new beds that we're very excited about.
That's right. You know, this, the Sleep Number 360 that adjusts to you as you're sleeping. And, you know, another one gives, you know, and it also gives you little hints like, hey, it's time for bed. You know, if you set up a time for bed, it also does this. Now, we don't really need this so much in Reading right now, but later on, is that it 15 minutes before your bedtime, it starts to warm your feet area at the foot of the bed, because you sleep better if your feet are warmer. So it's not hot, but just kind of warms it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for me, I always let my feet out because I guess I have hot feet. I'm not sure.
But he was saying something about the computer that tells you 15 minutes before your bedtime, your routine. Did you let the cat out?
Yeah, it reminds you of things. Did you do this?
Did you brush your teeth?
I
wonder
for some
if it
people,
said, did you scrape your tongue?
Did you scrape your tongue?
Did you take
off your black leather mask? Or did you put away the things the kids don't
want to see? Did you take a shower? Are you going to bed?
Or whatever it says. You know what? I don't know what it says.
What the five things are that says.
Anyway,
I'm sure you program.
You can program it. Now, here's the thing is right now it's a huge sale.
Did you take your
this
mask
is the
off?
Last day for the biggest sale of the year, when including the new Sleep Number 360 smart beds, plus right now the Queen C2 mattresses are only $6.99. That's right. Never mind. In Sunday. That's right.
It was
Labor
Day
weekend.
I'm sure they extend things. So, you know, if you came in and said, oh, I heard.
Yeah, know what? You're still going to get a great deal. My Sleep Number setting is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40.
We went in. That was so funny.
It was. We had a great time
telling the people in there, hey, we have one.
Somebody
and he
said,
goes, and your sleep number setting is?
My sleep number setting is 60. Linda's sleep number setting is 45.
And it depends on if I've been working out or if I'm fatigued. I do move it around.
That's right. Sleep number. It's all over to Target Shopping Center. Head on down there. Hey, we'll be right back.
Average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit. One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
KCNR 1460, local live radio, bringing you high school football every Friday night, beginning with the pregame show at 7:15 and kickoff at 7:30. Connor Sutton and Tom Galbraith bring you the play-by-play action. KCNR Friday Night Football, sponsored in part by Redding Kia, Black Bear Diner, Holiday Harbor, Turtle Bay Exploration Park, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Bank, and SST Oil. KCNR 1460 is your source for local sports.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 20 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 5th of September, 2017. 73 going up to 100 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Okay. We want to hit, you know, we've got like 10 minutes here, so we want to hit this hard. You want to go see a great river, a great movie. A great movie, Wind River, starring Jeremy Renner, who was in The Hurt Locker. This is just a great movie. We went to see it, and we have nothing but accolades for it. It's got something for everybody.
It's hardcore.
It's hardcore what? Hardcore
well,
what?
I mean, it Not is, well, what? It's there's a lot of sorrow and sadness.
A lot of sorrow and sadness.
And yes. So it is.
It's redeeming, though, in some ways, too.
Well, it is. What's great about the movie, again, is the depth. You know, we look at the movies that are coming out, the blockbusters, and it's a lot of blowing up and green screen. And
Guardians of the Galaxy. I mean, there's not a lot of details.
Those are fun,
details.
But
yeah.
This is a beautifully
great movie.
Written. The cinematography, the script, the acting, the depth of the acting. I mean, it was just...
Action. It had action
really
in it.
You really want to see it again. Yeah. There was some shooting.
We're not going to say anything else except that it's got... It's really a good movie. It's set in the reservation areas up in the, I think, Wyoming area. Okay. Second thing. We've had friends. We've had three sets of friends that have been hit by... robbers or burglars. One up in Sunset Terrace, her car was broken into inside her driveway.
Right. In her driveway.
In her driveway.
And she thinks she's pretty sure she locked the door.
But they have bump locks now that they can, bump keys that they can come in and do this.
This is happening frequently.
Right. Okay. The second time was a friend of ours went down to Park Marina Drive, locked his car up, and took his dog for a walk. They came back. It busted in his car. Took all the carpenter tools out. But the third one, it all happened Friday. He's at the gym down on Athens and went in there, and he just had his key. And he had it, and he locked it inside his locker at the gym while he worked out. He comes out. His car's gone. His truck is gone. Somebody had come in with a day pass. You can buy day passes, I guess. Had gone in and popped his locker. Or his key, or his lock, taking the key, stolen his truck. And so they were looking for the truck. Well, it turns out the truck was just driven across the street to, the, you know, the, where Orchard Supply is. Is that right? Orchard Supply.
Waffle House there.
In the Waffle House. Parked the truck, stripped it of computers, wallets, watches, everything, phones, and took off in another vehicle. Well, they think they know who it was because
the credit card was used right away, Cottonwood.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, in all these places, they're just looking, getting ready to look at the video of it. But here's three things that happened. So I talked to the sheriff about it, Tom says. He says, that's no longer a felony, just taking a car. No. And, you know, so the guy, after taking and took his computers and all these things and his cards, and I mean, just, of course, you have to cancel all your cards. You have to go through all this stuff. And did he do anything wrong? No. It wasn't like he left his truck open. He had it inside a locked lock. He had it inside his clothing in a locker that had a key on it or had a lock on it in a gym where you go work out. And this guy comes in on a day pass and steals it. So... All you gym owners out there, you might want to think about having people kind of come in there. But how would you know? A guy just, if there's nobody around, he pops it open, takes it, and he walks out. I think I'd have video cameras pointing at people coming in and people going out. I couldn't help but, you know, think that. Or if they come in and they sign up, you make them show leave their driver's license.
Right.
How about that? Okay, you want to do a day here, fine. Just put your driver's license here, just, you know, making sure. Everything's okay. And if you don't want to, that's fine. There's all the other gyms. I'm not going to live or die on your $15. These are the things that are going on. These are the things that we do, these sweeps of the area, is this going to slow this down? It doesn't seem like it slowed it down, because are the ones that are sweeping up, are they the bad guys that are doing things like this that have it planned where they move the truck, put it into another vehicle, and they take off? No. I don't think that. The ones that usually are catching downtown don't have vehicles. Doesn't mean they're not out stealing like crazy. Doesn't mean a thing like that. So, you know, do I want them to slow down the sweeps? No. Pick them up. Keep going further. But these guys that steal your truck, I would like to think that they'd go to jail at least for a long weekend. Kind of screw up their weekend. I mean, you would think that, because it screwed up our friend's weekend. I mean, totally.
Well, they're getting ready to, yeah, I mean.
It screwed up their weekend. I mean, well, it's just the fact that your truck was stolen. Okay, it wasn't damaged and you found it, you know, it was across the street, but still it was stolen when you come out there. But everything you have, all the files you have on your computers, you know, I mean, even if they've got a password on them or something, they still took them and they can sell them. So everything you have on those computers are gone, unless you have them some cloud someplace.
And it's not as if he left the car unlocked.
No, they didn't leave it unlocked.
So then what's the next step? What do we tell people? Take all of your belongings and bring them inside, but then they can be stolen inside.
Well, the only thing you could say is this, is if you've got a truck, another thing I can think of is if you've got a truck that you've got some kind of place to store stuff that you can lock inside the truck. And that's stupid, because where are you going to put that? You can put a gun in there and lock it up. I've got a safe for inside inside a vehicle if I wanted to use it, that you can't, you know, pop it open and you can't steal it. And, you know, like the sheriff says, he welds one. He has one welded into his so that people can't take it out. But, you know, this whole thing is just ridiculous. These are three people, three different groups of people, live different places, totally different places. And the one that had his stuff and the carpenter's tools taken, they've had their mailboxes raided several times. So how do you even, the heck, you even know you're still getting your mail?
Okay, so another thing that we want to talk about is the Helena fire. And, you know, there is an assistance center that will be open today for individuals and families affected by the blaze. So far, 8,940 acres with 14% containment. The local assistance center will be at Mountain Chapel Church, 60 Oak Ridge Road in Weaverville. And I, you know, I remember the fire that came down Iron Mountain and took out the back of the school in town, that closed down Weaverville. Many people lost their homes on the outskirts of Weaverville. It didn't come swooping into town, but some of the people burned close down into town. And it's just like the flood victims. We're having a lot of devastation right now, people who are losing everything. And one particular family sticks out of my mind of the Weaverville fires, and I'm sure this is the same thing that's happened with Helena, and our prayers go to these people. I'm sure we'll be finding out, you know, how we can donate and be posting that later.
Well, Reading Red Cross, 530-244-8000.
Okay.
Now, the thing about it, it rings in the Gold Country office, which is, you know, the Red Cross headquarters for this area, yeah, in this region. However, there is supposedly a spot on Bocelli down there. But there's so many scams out there right now, people wanting to get your money and all this. So, you know what, go to a reputable place, your church, you know, Red Cross, you know, a reputable place, you know, to donate. They're not, you know, like,
don't give over the phone.
Don't give over the phone. Don't do that, because they're calling like crazy to take your money.
But so far, 72 homes and 61 outbuildings
have burnt.
So, you know, I remember going through this with the Red Cross and how beautiful it was, how wonderful they were right on, and how organized that was. But an evacuation center, of course, of First Baptist Church. The shelter for farm animals is at Trinity High School in Weaverville, and dogs and cats can be taken to the Trinity County Animal Shelter.
Yeah. the fires back in 08, Brenda and I turned off the road and drove over to Helena, and beautiful little, it's a ghost town, basically.
Right.
It was a thriving town during the gold rush, and there's nothing there but a couple of old buildings. It over time faded out, and the last residents moved out, but it's it'd be a shame because there's some rather historic buildings mm-hmm. there that are in terrible shape, but they are a part of our history, and it'd be a shame if they were destroyed.
I imagine they may not even be there now.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. 2620 Larkspur Lane right here in town. If you're looking for quality, compassionate in-home care that's customized for your home care solutions, it's Home Helpers. Sharon Clark has just done an outstanding job in her business. And if I was going to need short-term, long-term help or long-term for Bob, I would go turn to Home Helpers. Give them a call, 226-8350. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Bella La Vie Wigs, my favorite place to hang out.
Time for a change. How about a new hairstyle? And if you ever wanted your hair exactly the way you want it, go see Heidi at Bella La Vie Wig Boutique, located right down there on
1700 Market Street across from the Cascade Theater. And you mentioned our name. Say Carl and Linda sent you.
And get a discount.
You know
today.
What? This is a local business started up by this lady. I think you're going to find anything that you're looking for as far as it goes to wigs or those, what do you call them? Those things you put into your hair.
All that stuff.
Falls.
Foo-foos.
Anyway. No, you know that stuff.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome
What's
to our
that,
show.
What do you braid into your hair? What's that called?
Extensions.
Yeah. That's the word I
okay.
was looking for.
Anything you want. Hey. Northern California Veterans Cemetery Support Group is going to be having a sock hop. And with us this morning, we have two lovely ladies by the names of...
Kathleen Brown and Jesse Wilsey. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, now this is the first time they've been on the radio, and they're all thinking, oh, my gosh. No, you guys, it's
going
really
all
cool.
over the world,
because, you guys are doing something really special here. The Sock Hop is going to be at the Veterans Hall. You're going to be doing a fundraising membership for so many things. Good morning, and tell us what's going on.
Good morning. We're going to be having a Sock Hop at the Veterans Hall on September 16th. From 7 to 10 p.m. This is to support our support group, which facilitates the Wreaths Across America up at Igo Cemetery.
Yes, amen.
Memorial Day we do. We also do Memorial Day. And we do, Jesse, what else do we do?
We do Veterans Day.
Speak
as
to
well.
Me, Jesse. Don't talk to
yeah,
her.
Veterans Day.
You've got a lot of things here. Okay. You know what? The things that you all have up there that you support are just outstanding. This Wreaths Across America just stands by itself. When we put wreaths on every one of the headstones there and where the cremated remains are, too. So that's thousands probably of wreaths. I don't know how many people we have out there now.
We're up over 3,000.
3,000. So that's 3,000 wreaths that go out. And this just by itself, but they do so much more. They're doing the Veteran Memorial Days there. Now, when you think, well, these are all volunteers. Well, you know what? A lot of it is volunteers, but it takes money to do a lot of this stuff, get everything going, to pay just for the support of it. And this is where the Sock Hop comes in. It's going to be September 16th. It's a Saturday from 7 to 10 p.m. down at the Veterans Hall, right downtown, right here. You're going to be able to dance to the 50s and 60s. Yeah, Sock
yeah,
Hop.
Yeah, it's going to be wonderful. It's
no
the first,
host,
our first
yeah.
ever Sock Hop. We're very excited. We're going to have Awesome Austin as our DJ with the No Host Bar, sponsored by VFW 1934. Which we're very excited. We're going to have a silent auction for a patio boat, which was generously donated by Jones Valley Marina.
Yeah.
And we are so thrilled. Costumes, we're going to have prizes for the best costume. It is going to be a night that you do not want to miss here in Reading.
And all the monies, like you're saying, are going towards Wreaths Across America and...
Veterans Memorial Day.
Veterans and Memorial
okay.
Day.
I just think that's fantastic. Kathleen, tell us a little bit about... yourself and why you're here.
I'm here because our group, this is a fundraiser / membership explosion. We're needing to grow our membership, so we're hoping that people in the community will see not only do we do these awesome things out at the cemetery for our veterans who we love tremendously, and I am a veteran. We also are doing this for various reasons, Jesse.
We are really into supporting our veterans, and we just need more help on our support group, and we're just really hoping
so
that we can make
yeah,
this.
You're looking for more members
yes.
here.
Yes.
So how many members do you have now?
We have maybe 20, and all of those are not active members. And this is just a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to keep our Igo Cemetery, which is so amazingly beautiful, going. And how we have the flyovers, and we bring in the bands for the different Memorial and Veterans Day, and which Veterans Day is coming up here in November. And we're just so thrilled. We're so very happy.
If somebody cannot make the event, they can always donate. And how would they go about doing that?
They can donate by contacting us on our website.
Or they can also
probably give you a call, right?
Or they can give us a call, absolutely.
530-917-9289.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, here's the thing is, but if you'd like to help too, this doesn't take a lot of time to be a member of the support group, does it?
No, we meet once a month.
Okay.
And we have a lot of fun and we do a lot of different things for the community. I mean, there are so many cuts, as everyone knows. Everything's being cut. Uh-huh. All the budgets are being cut. And we have to just recognize our veterans and support our veterans. And this is just a really fun way to do it. We can get out there and twist a little to Chubby Checker and listen to Elvis Presley and just have a fabulous
time. You've already got your ponytail going there.
We got it. With our poodle skirt and our jeans rolled up, we are going to just be having an amazing time.
But meanwhile, what you're trying to do is have a great time. But raise monies, and that's your and membership. So you help support Wreaths Across America, again, the Veteran Memorial Days at Iowa Cemetery and more. So I think you do have a couple tickets that you're giving away today on the air. So we're going to take a couple callers here at 601 caller for two tickets, 605-4567. If you would like to attend the Sock Hop September 16th at the Veterans Hall, it starts at 6:30. It goes from 7 to 10, or doors open at 6:30. Give us a call here, 605-4567. We'd love to be able to give you a couple tickets here, courtesy of our gals.
Save yourself $24.
That are here to, and while you're there, buy some raffle tickets and bid on some items, because that's the whole idea. All those monies are going to go towards those Wreaths Across America. When you hear about that, and you have ever been up to the cemetery and had a chance to take part in laying a wreath, it is really an experience that I would highly recommend you mark your calendars, because take your family. It's really something to make you stop and pause when you're laying a wreath across the graves of our veterans.
And they have volunteers to do that. So they have kids, they have people of all ages. So these things don't pay for themselves. They have to buy more every year because
the wreaths need to be replaced.
More,
the bows need to be replaced.
There's more people every year.
Yes.
Okay, we've got these tickets at 605-4567. Come on down and join us at the Sock Hop September 16th, 2017. For more information, call 917-9289 or check out the website at
veterans.org.
Okay.
NorCalVeterans.org. Okay.
All right. Hey, by the way, thank you so much, ladies. And I wanted to give you a current update of the weather. Our forecast today is currently 73. Patchy smoke, mostly sunny and hot day with our highs near 100. Tonight, widespread haze. After midnight, patchy smoke. Before midnight, mostly cloudy with a low of 71. Tomorrow calls for mostly sunny with a high near 94. Partly cloudy and low around 65 on Wednesday night. Thursday, 30% chance of showers. And maybe those showers will help clear out our smoky skies or thunderstorms, mainly after noon, high near 86 on Thursday. Thursday night, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight, mostly cloudy with our lows of around 64. Friday, mostly sunny with our high near 90, and Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 64. Now, we'll do more further forecast later on in the program, but the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated veteran-friendly, veteran-owned business where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. We're going to take an early break here on KCNR 1460. Again, we're talking about the Sock Hop. Get tickets. Still taking a caller here at 605-4567 for one of those tickets for two for the Sock Hop on the 16th of September. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you
all
very
right.
much.
We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
I'm here with Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica.
We hear over and over about people just having or getting ready to have back surgery. Now, why is that?
Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical decompression like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive, with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs.
Explore all options and potentially avoid a painful, long, expensive recovery with back surgery. See if the DRX 9000 is right for you. Call Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists, 243-2300. You can also find them online at ShastaSpine.com.
On Saturday, September 9th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 9th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Is the Reading Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event going on today at Reading Kia?
It's the real deal, and the savings are real big.
Like up to $4,000 customer cash on the 17 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality.
Up to $3,000 Kia lease cash on the all-new 17 Kia Niro Hybrid, the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality.
Get $1,000 customer cash on the tough Kia Sportage.
And $1,500 on the 17 Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
And during the Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event, get 0% financing on Sorento, Soul, Optima, Forte, and Sedona.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased.
So take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy during the Reading Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event.
On approval of credit subject to prior sale, must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% and lease offer ends September 5th.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Reading Kia, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, readingkia.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com. Are you a lucky little lady
in the city of life? Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. 14 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on Tuesday, September 5th, 2017. 73 degrees going up to 100 today. Now, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at North State Security since 1968. They work to give your clients a community peace of mind to help make our homes safer and a more enjoyable place to visit. They have more people on the road than the Reading Police do every shift. It's just true. An extra set of eyes and ears. And we just talked about so many places, people getting their cars and everything ripped off and stolen and all this. North State Security, what about if they drive by? North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. That's right. Give them a call at 243-0295. It is the place. It is time to start using private security in our city also, and I think you're going to start seeing that. Okay, we're here with Barry Weisswasser.
We always do that.
I know, but because he started Barry. Back when I was just a child.
5 years later.
Because that's not the way he introduced himself the first time, and that was like 5 years ago, and it just sticks in your mind.
Barry, you are wearing a yellow shirt, and let me ask you something. This is Asphalt Cowboy yellow, but this is a new kind of yellow.
Yes, this is the... the lemon meringue pie yellow.
Yes, this is like...
This is the compete with the sun yellow.
Don't fool with me, MF.
I thought it You'll was just burnt. I thought it was just faded from the other ones. This is when you've had a long time. Come on.
No, this is brand
new. These are brand
new.
Yeah.
Those are new. I knew it. See, I know these things.
And they're light and airy.
They're nice. Very nice.
Airy and light, airy, fairy, all of it. Braberry.
65th annual. 65 years.
And I was not at the first one.
Why? You were fighting in the war, probably, right?
A community barbecue. This is a big deal. You have a couple really big deals a year, and this is one of them.
Yes, it is. And, you know, this is actually the toughest one for us because it starts on Saturday and all the preparations. And, well, of course, it started about a month and a half ago, all the planning and everything. But we do all the preparation work on Saturday, and then Sunday morning, oh, we start the grills at about 5 o'clock in the morning, throw on the first tri-tip about 6, and it's go, go, go from there. But it's going to be great.
Okay, so, you know, besides the food, I mean, what we love is that, you guys are, it's so organized. I mean, you get people right on through. You also encourage people to park if they want to come in. There's festivities. You're doing a live auction. You can sit around the park and enjoy your food as well. The live auction is from 1 to 3. Tell us about that.
Well, merchants donate items all while we're out selling tickets. We go and merchants donate items, and even the cowboys themselves.
Like what, Barry?
You're so nosy.
Yeah, I want to know what the auction items are, like 1 to 3.
Oh, there could be a houseboat for auction.
Okay, I'm seeing that 5-day, 4-night Shasta Lake Silverthorn houseboat vacation.
One of their beautiful houseboats, one of those giant things with the, I don't know, triple, quadruple decks.
So they donate it to you, and the money goes, which is great, towards the Asphalt Cowboys. Let's talk a little bit.
Wait a minute. What other things, Barry?
Okay.
Let's see. Let's see. I found I was given an ice chest. I got a couple of mini work lights, little light plants.
There's all types of
great
things
here.
There's all kinds
of awesome things. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I like to share. Okay.
I was not. No, I mean, really, when you say a live auction from 1 to 3, does that mean at 1 you'll say, okay, we're gonna auction this? And then at 15 minutes later, you do
No, we have all of the items.
Oh my gosh!
Set out.
2 hours of auction items. Huh?
Yeah. Oh
wow,
yeah.
That's a lot of stuff.
That's a lot of stuff.
You know what?
What kind of stuff, Carl?
No. Well, you know what? I know there's some things. They've been down to the vape store. Okay. Now look, this is the 65th annual, and how can you go wrong with tri-tip or chicken salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and coffee? And do you even have to be there?
We have the world's largest drive-through. We serve about over 5,000 meals through the drive-through in the 7-hour period. And
how many?
7,000? Oh, no. Well, that'll probably be right around the total we serve.
My gosh.
Okay, 7,000.
Through the drive-through will be probably over 5,000.
Wow. Well, you know, and we've gone through that before. And you know what? It is, you know, you would think.
Very organized.
It's going to take forever.
Nope.
No. That line, you don't, it's hardly even a line. You just come driving in, and you've got like 8 guys and girls standing there. And as you're coming through, they're just, what do you want? And then you drive like 5 feet. Boom, they hand it to you.
That's right.
Pretty much.
You're out of there. I mean, it is.
Well, after 65 years, you'd think we'd be semi-organized anyway.
It's like pancake breakfast. Have you been down to pancake breakfast? How long do you really stand in line? Boom, it's happening.
There you go.
So Sunday, that's this Sunday, believe it or not, folks, September 10th. That's from 11 to 6. Now, it's the $8 the day of the barbecue, which gets you the tri-tip, you know, all the stuff we were talking about, the salad, cowboy beans. But you know that $8 is going to go towards helping out the Asphalt Cowboys. If you want to buy, it's not like you're going to have tickets for the live auction. You got to be there for the live auction. You got to paddle, you put your name up, the whole thing, and okay.
Or just raise your hand.
Raise your About how many people do you get through the live auction? I mean, that can hang around.
Well, 1,500 to 2,000 people will go through the walkthrough. There's probably 75, 80 people sitting right in the chairs in front of the auction. So, you know, and then people can walk by if they see something they really like. When it comes up for bidding, they'll walk up and buy it, maybe.
Okay, so do you have a list of the auction items on your website?
No.
Okay.
No, there's way too many to...
All right, but we do know that it will be a 5-day, 4-night Silverthorn houseboat vacation.
Correct.
That's one of the big items.
Right.
Okay. All kinds of good stuff. All right, so we're so appreciative. What do you see happening this year? What is the goal? Besides, you know, you're raising money. But when you all get together and you meet about 2017, 18, what do you see, where are you guys going as an organization?
Well, we've been around for ever. You know, it's we're continually developing. You know, we're we last year we gave Shasta County Sheriff's Department $5,000 for their armor-plated vests. And then, of course, everybody else in town followed suit. You know, they wanted to get involved, try to be like the Cowboys. But
everybody wants to be like an asphalt cowboy.
I can't imagine why not. But and then we have our law enforcement scholarship. So,
do you have any money that you donate to the hearing impaired after you drive by shooting your guns all through the streets and little children's ears are just rolling on the ground screaming?
Come on, Carl.
Actually, no.
Okay.
But we do have earplugs.
Yes.
You know what? When we're out there, because we announced the parade, I look around. People got dogs and kids. I just tell them, you know, at the end when the Cowboys come, it is loud here. You know, and they go, no, no. I said they are loud because they're shooting off shotguns and everything, and these buildings kind of hold it.
They do.
And so they do. They listen to me on that. You know, you can see when they're coming, little kids are jumping around. Mom's got their hands over their
yeah,
ears.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
So,
and I think, you know, most people are aware of that. Because if we stop shooting during a parade, you know, they're saying, hello.
There's something wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you run out of ammo?
You know,
we have
enough going sideways in our world. We don't need you to stop
shooting.
No, we need a ritual. That's a ritual.
It is. You know, it's a 67-year tradition or 65,
okay.
66.
Now,
anyway.
The 65th Annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. It's going to be this Sunday, September 10th. I have two tickets. 605-4567. For these tickets, for the first caller. And it goes from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. These are $14 tickets, or they are $16 tickets, depending. If you get them now, they're just free tickets. But if you buy them in a presale, that's six. Okay. Somebody's calling already. It's going to be this Sunday. It starts at 11 a.m. Tri-tip or chicken salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, that live auction from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. The grand prize, including a five-day, four-night Shasta Lake Silverthorn houseboat vacation. You don't have to eat in the park and fight for tables. You can just drive through if you want to. Though with the Cowboys out there, I'm pretty sure you guys have cleared the park.
All right, we have a winner.
George, you have won the tickets.
And the calls keep coming in. That's how popular you are, but I'm sorry, we gave them away. So, George, we'll have your tickets at the front desk, which is, we're located on 1326 Market Street right downtown. We are the only talk radio station in downtown area of Reading. We love this town.
The only real talk
we
radio
love,
station.
We love this town. We love the people in it. We love our community, and we really are so grateful for the Asphalt Cowboys. Again, folks, when you think about what just happened in Texas, what happened in
what's happening right now with us,
you will know that there are organizations that can come in a moment of emergency, and basically that's how the Asphalt Cowboys were formed.
Correct. We were formed to, number one, promote the rodeo week and provide activities, and number two, in case of emergency, we can feed thousands of people on short notice. We've done it in the past.
If they needed you up in, like, say, Trinity County because they had maybe the fires even spread, y'all could move up there and set up in just a matter of hours.
Completely mobile.
And you could serve anything from tri-tip to pancake. You could do breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Right. Absolutely.
And that's really, when you know, they laugh and we joke around about it, but that's what they do. You are there in case of an emergency, and you guys are ready.
We've been on search and rescues. We've fed fire evacuees. We've fed fire crews. It's just a great organization. I'm so proud to be a part of it. I've been a part for 19 years.
Wow.
Jeez.
A lot
That's
of dedication.
Almost 65.
Well, it makes my heart feel full that there is an organization like this that can be there in case of a travesty or some emergency.
Tragedy.
And sure.
I do want to add one thing. We do have a young man going to be there playing guitar, singing some country music, 17-year-old Jack Singleton. So be sure and come and listen to him. He'll be in the park. We'll have wine, beer, ice cream, sodas in the park. So come on down. It's going to be a great event, as usual. And look for me. I'll be the one in the yellow shirt.
Ask for Barry.
Bring.
Tell him you want the special tri-tip from Barry.
Okay, George, congratulations on those tickets. Again, we'll see you there on Sunday, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. See you guys.
Okay, we're going to take a break here in a couple of seconds. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, teaching in 28, probably 29 counties now. Northern Firearms Instruction, concealed carry, tactical rifle, defensive pistol, and more. All this at Northern Firearms Instruction. Check them out at readingccw.com or give them a call, 530-999-1822. Their latest extravaganza of a 50-person, all-ladies CCW class filled up in like 4 days. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
Coming up on the news at the top of the hour, sponsored by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Fresh back from their August recess, lawmakers are expected to act quickly this week on providing federal dollars to help with the recovery efforts in Texas in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey. Congressman Al Green.
This is our chance to show the country that when people are in need, the United States government is going to step up, step in, and make sure every person who needs help will get help, regardless as to how you got here. If you need help, you ought to get help in the United States of America.
Congressman Al Green speaking for many in Congress, I should say. The bills providing that funding expected to pass easily in both the House and Senate this week. President Trump is set to phase out a program that has protected hundreds of thousands of young immigrants who were brought into the country as children illegally. He'll call for Congress to find a legislative solution to protect some immigrants who are often called dreamers. Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says the program, known as DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, is unconstitutional, a mess, he calls it, that was created by then-President Obama.
The reason we know it's unlawful is President Obama himself said it was unlawful in 2010 and 2011 when he was asked to take these steps and did not. But he did so in 2012 in the middle of his reelection.
Cotton was interviewed about DACA on the Salem Radio Network. Wind-driven flames, hot temperatures, and dry conditions creating headaches for fire crews out west in several spots. Not far from Portland, Oregon, it's the Eagle Creek Fire that's burning. Portland Fire spokesman Lieutenant Damon Simmons.
It's just going to take a lot of help from the weather. It's going to take a lot of work from firefighters. It's going to take time. So it's a big running fire in a lot of timber, and we're having winds that are pushing it. So we need a little help from every aspect.
In early trading on Wall Street, the Dow is struggling right now. It's at about 170 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This is only a test.
Choice in senior home care. If you know someone who wants to remain independent, these are the people who can help. Rates are surprisingly affordable, and up to 24-hour in-home care is available. You can even select your caregiver before care begins. Franchise opportunities are also available. With more than 500 franchised locations nationwide, there's an office near you. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or online at visitingangels.com. For senior home care from the real-life angels of Visiting Angels, call toll-free 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care at 877-374-LIVE or online at visitingangels.com.
As more and more companies experiment with automation to reduce their human workforce, California official is proposing a tax on firms that replace people with robots.
San Francisco City Supervisor Jane Kim is pushing for the robot tax, saying it's important to plan now for how people will earn a living as more U.S. jobs are lost to automation. Not everyone thinks that's a good idea. William Santana Lee, who runs a robotic security firm, says his field suffers from high turnover and low pay, and his robots, who roam a San Jose mall, don't complain. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says 13 million current jobs, about 9%, could be done through automation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Insurance adjusters said to be bringing more drones with them as they survey the damage from Hurricane Harvey. Companies using the drones on a much larger scale to save time and spare human adjusters from dangerous places. More from townhall.com. Officials across the northeastern Caribbean canceled airline flights, shuttered schools, and urged people to hunker down indoors as Hurricane Irma barreled toward the region as a powerful Category 4 storm and then strengthened to Category 5. Chris Lanzi is a hurricane specialist at the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
We would hope that this hurricane would turn out to sea, but that is not going to happen. Unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of people impacted by this very powerful hurricane, and hoping everyone's starting to get ready.
Meanwhile, he says that there's no telling whether or not it's going to hit the state of Florida, but it remains a possibility.
Five-day forecasts do have a lot of uncertainty, but at this point, an impact in South Florida Saturday, Sunday, or Monday is increasingly likely.
Meanwhile, states of emergency were declared in Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and all of Florida, while people across several Caribbean islands boarded up their homes. More from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock right here on the 5th of September, 2017. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com all over the United States, the world, and probably into the universe.
That's right.
That's all. Going there.
Streaming.
Good morning.
Streaming is an amazing thing.
Good.
Good morning. 73 degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be 100 degrees today with patchy smoke, and our highs near, again, 100. Tonight, widespread haze after midnight, patchy smoke before midnight, mostly cloudy with a low of around 71. Wednesday, for our update with weather, mostly sunny with a high near 94. Wednesday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low of around 65. Thursday, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly afternoon, high near 86. Thursday, again, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight, mostly cloudy with a low of around 64. That's it for our couple-day forecast here on KCNR 1460. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. It is 8:06 in the morning on the 5th. Can you believe it? We're writing 9 in our checks. The 9th month.
Right.
10th? I mean, it's October. It's October next month.
Well, why don't you just say, let's just go shopping for Christmas.
Well, I already have been shopping for Christmas. You know, I have my little closet, and I have my grab-to go-tos.
It's true. But you started that like last Christmas, shopping for next Christmas. Oh, look, the sales are really good. What's that for next year? But on something a little more serious, we have Cindy McDonald here from the American Society for Suicide Prevention. Move in just a little bit on that one. There you go.
Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
Okay, so we have in front of us, first of all, it's Out of the Darkness. It's a community walk. We've had you on here before. Do you care to share with us before we start, like, do you want to give us a little bit of a story so we can bring people into, Cindy, your association with and why it's so important to help prevent suicide in activism?
Yes, of course. So I am actually also a marriage and family therapist in the community. So I originally got involved in suicide prevention just working with youth and seeing how prevalent it was an issue in this area, and not just in this area, nationally. So I started volunteering with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention in the walks, in education programs in the schools. So this is going to be our fourth walk this year, and is what's really great about it is it just brings everyone to a one-stop shop for the community for suicide loss survivors. I've lost two family members myself, so I can personally relate to this issue and can really speak about how powerful it is to be there with, you know, 200, 300 people that can share that experience with you. But the also really great thing about the walk is we always have a bunch of community resource tables for mental health services, suicide prevention, just basic community services. So it's kind of a nice hub for everything that is so important to this issue to get the education and outreach out there.
Is teen suicide on the rise?
I feel like every age is on the rise. I think teen suicide is definitely increasing with a lot of the societal pressures and whatnot in the nation. But, yeah, it's definitely rising. But almost all the numbers, sadly, are as well.
Well, I can just say that, and I'm sure for the age groups they are, but finally, I think they've started that downward turn for veterans. The veterans were at 22 a day, and they're still, though, at 20 a day. But this type of walk out of the darkness, it's, you know, if you're thinking, kids or, other, you know, no, it's veterans that you're supporting on this thing, too, because so many veterans are committing suicide every day, all ages, too, just like you said.
Yeah, that's what I love is that one of my favorite activities about the walk is that we have what we call honor beads, and there's every color represents someone you lost. So veterans have their own color, parents have their own color, child have their own color. So that's where everyone has a spot, and it's just, and same thing with the resource booths. We're going to have the VA suicide prevention person there. We're going to have all the different areas covered.
Well, I don't think there's a person that's listening in our audience where we would be sitting at a table, because we look at our listeners like a big family. You tune in and we talk about, you know, so many things and bring in so many things that are happening in our community. There's not a person listening that has not been affected by suicide. A neighbor, a friend, maybe you know, your child at school, somebody in their class, a coworker. Again, a veteran. And so you're a marriage and family counselor.
Correct.
Okay, you guys. Cindy is darling, but she's like, you know, you always love when you see somebody so accomplished that looks like, you know, very young of age. Tell us about your calling. How did this happen for you? What you had to have a calling for it.
Yeah, so when I I volunteered for the crisis line when I was working on my bachelor's degree. And then when I got, after you finish your graduate school, you do a very, very long internship. So I just naturally gravitated toward teenagers and just really found that I worked really well with teenagers that engaged in self-harm behavior or had suicidal thoughts. So because it was just a natural thing, the passion started going. We had a couple of youth losses in the year that I started, and I really felt that there was a missing piece with either how therapists work with clients or how they safety plan or the access to services. So it kind of fueled my frustration with the system, and that's how I got involved. And then just when I've had my personal losses since I've been a volunteer, it just continues to fuel the passion that there's just so much need for education and support for people out there.
So what we're talking about is a walk to fight suicide. It's going to be Out of the Darkness, a community walk in Caldwell Park. It's going to be this Saturday. Can you tell us time and all this?
Yes, registration starts at 8. Walk events start at 9. We're at in between the Aquatic Center and the Carter House Museum, so we're pretty easy to find if you just go to one of those.
That's in the evening, right?
No, it's in the morning.
In the morning?
So, okay. Yeah, registration starts at 8. Walk events start at 9. Usually we do a little bit of an introduction. We do a walk to the Sundial Bridge, come back, and we have a lot of great actual live music lined up for after the walk. So if people want to stay and hang out, and these are all musicians that are very much speak from their heart on their lyrics. It's very powerful music as well.
So what kind of feedback do you get, Cindy?
A lot of feedback. A lot of people just, you know, they talk about how it's a healing experience, how they usually leave with a phone number of somebody that shares the same story as them, with resources. There's all kinds of varied feedback that we get every year.
It warms my heart because, you know, the activism of doing something with your life that really can make a difference. So we applaud you. And again, this Saturday, make it worth your while. 8:00 in the morning, Caldwell Park. Walk to fight suicide out of the darkness. It's the community walk this Saturday. Thank you so much.
Last thought, Cindy.
No, thank you so much for having me. I hope everybody can come out. It's really a great event, and you won't be disappointed.
You know, and if you learn one thing that can help somebody, because one of the things that we're trained for in the military is if you think somebody is contemplating that, as you ask them directly, are you thinking about killing yourself? And you'd be surprised that right there opens up a gate for them. And a lot of times you can save somebody like that.
Yeah, our quote with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention is talk saves lives. If you don't ask the question, you can't save a life.
That's right. And you know, especially younger people, and like you said, they're going through pressures that we, growing up, never had to. One of them is 24-hour-a-day bullying or access to social media. So that I'm sure has a huge impact.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, and you're going to find ways to help. Yeah. All right, Cindy McDonald, the Walk to Fight Suicide. It's going to be the Saturday Reading Out of the Darkness Community Walk at Caldwell Park. Get there at 8 o'clock in the morning, and it starts at 9. All right, thanks a lot, Cindy.
Shout out to our sponsors, Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, of course, Estate Jewelry and Watch Repair. It's the place to go, 222-2750. Or go to 2225 Hilltop Drive. When we come back after these messages, we're going to be talking to, well, one of our four favorite places, Orchard Nutrition, and the health fair that's happening also on Saturday. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
The road is long with a man.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today, and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Suicide has no respect for age, gender, or social status, but there are things we can do to help understand and support those whose lives have been touched by suicide. Please join us on Saturday, September 9th at Caldwell Park for the Reading Out of the Darkness Walk.
I am Rhonda, and I'm walking for my daughter, Melissa.
I'm Bobette, and I'm walking for my mom, Diane.
Hi, my name is Cindy, and I'm walking for my son, Josh.
Leave the darkness behind. Go to afsp.org/reading to register, create a team, or donate.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot.
Music
failed to fire
think
at that point.
Fast
18
on your
minutes
feet.
After the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 5th of September, Ooh. 2017. 73 degrees going up to 100 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. Crackmaster Windshield Repair brings us this portion of the show. Know your ins and outs of proper windshield repair. He's been repairing windshields for decades and guarantees his work. It's truly from the old school, a veteran-owned business that guarantees his work, whether it's a small chip the size of a dime or a crack well over 2.5 feet in length, he can fix it. Give him a chance down at 3208 South Market Street or give him a call, 241-8373. Like I say, Jeff Worst guarantees his work. He's not going to waste your time. And if you see these places that want to fix a chip in your windshield on the side of the road for $20, go past them and go right to Jeff. Okay, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Hey, we are here with Janet McCarn from Orchard Nutrition about the health fair. And, of course, Wade Riggs is sitting here, too, as her hired gun.
hey, Janet. Hey, this is really exciting. You've got a health fair.
This Saturday.
You have been working along with Joe and the gang at Orchard Nutrition. And it really is a gang. How many employees are there at Orchard Nutrition?
How many employees?
Okay, wait just a second.
Somebody has not turned on. Wait a minute.
How many boys?
One right there.
Okay, now talk.
Okay.
Yeah, our producer left without turning on all the microphones.
We have a few boys and a lot of women there.
Yeah, so I mean, how many would you say would be employees?
I think we're about 47 right now.
All right, good. Yeah. And you have expert nutritionists that actually walk in the store up and down the vitamin aisle, and I always find that interesting because when you're asking, oh gosh, I need some magnesium, and there's like 25 different capsules to choose from or brands, you can really get some expert advice.
Yes, we do have certified nutritional consultants on staff that can help you, you know, navigate your way around.
I like to run in there and get a sandwich on the fly, and sometimes I just sit outside the store and have the sandwich and half a sandwich with a little pasta salad. Always your staff seems to be happy. Cashier's happy.
That's what we like. We like to have a happy staff, happy customers, happy for everybody, like Disneyland.
And health.
It's the Disneyland. I got it. It's the Disneyland of health.
That's
right there at Orchard Nutrition. Okay,
happiest
that's a new. There's a new tagline. The happiest place in Reading, Orchard Nutrition, the happy place for health. I like it. Okay, now you're gonna share this happiness this Saturday.
Yes, Saturday
at Orchard Nutrition,
the 9th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We are having our free health fair, and it's open to everybody. It's family friendly. We have samples from a lot of our local vendors. They bring samples. We have...
when you say samples, samples of what, though?
Of their products that right. we carry in our store.
But what kind of products?
Say we have Hat Creek beef, grass-fed, grass-finished beef. We'll be barbecuing some of that up.
Wow.
Smart chicken, organic chicken, Amy's Pizza, and then, of course, all of... there'll be chips, there'll be drinks, there'll be...
healthy chips.
Soaps. There'll be all kinds of samples there from all of our different vendors from all over the North State.
Who would have ever thought that soap making would have taken off like this? But,
well,
I mean, what was the one about the Fruity Monkey? It was something, you know, different types of soaps. Fruity Monkey, Morning Wood. Gosh, what else were there?
No, that was called Monkey Brain.
Monkey.
No, it was called Monkey.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so
monkey fart soap.
Yeah, monkey.
And you can buy it, yeah. And it's really cool. You can. I don't know. Can
no,
you buy
I'm
it? No,
seriously.
There?
You know, I have no idea.
But we're talking about. Okay.
This is not a word that is. No, this is not bleeped. This is it.
Well,
that's the name of the soap. Monkey fart soap. Come
is.
On.
Yes, and I happen to. You know, it sells out very quickly.
You can't keep it in the shelves. You ought to go buy.
But
you ought to put
it. Here's the point about the soap. Let's just get serious. Is that your skin is the biggest organ of your body. So when you put something on your skin, you're laughing, everybody's laughing, but when you put something on your skin, it better be healthy. So soap, as people have realized, is that you don't want to put stuff that's got all these additives on your skin. So soap, good, clean, pure soap is a really big deal.
Correct.
So,
correct.
I'm just trying to correct
Janet,
these guys.
Janet does not know
they're
what's
rolling
coming.
Around. Yes,
Janet doesn't know what's coming
doing
next.
The bug on
you know,
the floor.
I almost feel sorry for you because you've never been in here before. But then when you left, when you brought in Wade,
yeah, first timer.
Well, I
check,
tell you
please.
What. Hey, okay. Now it's not only this. It's when we say a family friendly event, we're talking face paint for the kids, the reptile guy.
The reptile parties. He only brings safe reptiles, and the kids can actually pet them and learn a little bit about all the different reptiles, snakes, and lizards and turtles. And
so do you tent off your parking lot?
We do, yes. We have several tents put up. We'll have a cooling station, and like we have live music and the barbecue. And,
what are the hours?
10 to 2.
A cooling station. Well, it's going to be a little bit cooler this weekend. I think we're safe until like next week before it starts going up. I think it'll be at the high 90s, but still not like this 110 or 112
that
we've been doing.
Like a fan with misters?
Yes, we'll have a swamp cooler.
Oh, okay,
set
super.
Up
okay,
in the shade.
Great. Well, they did. I think they did that before when it came to the air show because they had a cooling station as well. So that's perfect. And then you have food and samples, and you have speakers. You've got a tent that you were talking about. Some of the monthly speakers that come in that are highlighted.
Yes, we have certified speakers in their fields. They come in monthly and hold health seminars at our event room, and so
which
they
is
will
just
have
upstairs
a tent.
At Orchard
it is upstairs in, at Orchard, and they
have
will
some
have
great
a
classes.
Tent. And so, if you have any questions and you just want to talk to some of them, we have certified nutritional consultants. We have a super seminar coming up September 23rd, where we'll have three speakers speaking together. It is reserved seating, and then
it'll also be live streamed, as well as on Facebook Live simultaneously. The last time we did the super seminar, we had literally thousands of people that logged on to the seminar. So it became very, very popular.
Are they local speakers? Is this why you get thousands of people logging on that may be from other areas?
They are. But we get a lot of people from all over via live stream, but we get a lot of people on the local level. But what's nice is you can ask questions, you know, you're logged in, so you can ask questions of the speakers right from your home. So people feel less intimidated by, because they're in the comfort
people
of
in the
home.
Chat room are a lot quicker to ask questions than they are about people calling.
They really
in.
Are. I think
no.
so, Carl.
I think they're comfortable and that they don't have to get on the air. And not that we try to embarrass people, but or anything like that. But but it's just easier for people to
monkey
do that.
What?
Yeah, well, that's interesting.
Did you miss that? It's called Monkey Fart
that's
Soap.
Clear Creek Soap. Okay. And I met the owner, actually, the gal who started that up at the doggy park, where the most interesting people in the world meet. She's also at the farmer's market. But what's really cool about this thing that's happening on Saturday, your health fair, is that it's a very concentrated area where you're going to get to taste and feel and ask and smell and educate. I always think it's really important before you buy something packaged that you're able to taste it and that kind of thing. So you're going to have a lot of that going on this Saturday.
Yes, this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
All right.
And it's getting bigger every year. Absolutely bigger every year.
Well, didn't it start just a couple years back, right?
It's your fourth year or what?
It's been going for several years, longer than I've been there.
Okay.
Been there
you've been
here
4 years, so it's been going on.
Yeah. Okay. It's been brought to our attention recently.
Joe and the family down at Orchard Nutrition, if you haven't been down there, just talking to Joe is an education in itself in not only health and why he got into this, but also in business. This man is absolutely brilliant. He comes out of, I think, New York, New Jersey.
The Chicago area.
Oh, Chicago? Is it Chicago? Okay, I'm sorry. Joe, I know you're listening. I'm sorry, buddy. But his business at Qum and how he started this and how he's grown it, and why it's such a success. And one of the reasons, of course, you get good people. But the other is like the nutritionist, like you said, walking around. And anything you can imagine, the bulk food back there in the – I went through there and got almonds. Mm-hmm. You can get almonds. You can get – I don't know if you have pistachios back there.
I believe on occasion we do when we can get them. And you can get,
but you have wheatgrass and every kind of powder form
that you can imagine. Plus all the protein foods in the powders and juices and all types of anything you can possibly imagine is there at Orchard Nutrition, and it's locally owned, locally operated. Everything stays here in the city, county. So thank you for what you do over there.
Thank you.
This Saturday, 10 to 2 in the Orchard Nutrition
last
parking lot.
Last minute thoughts here.
You had me at monkey.
Okay. You're going to be able to sample healthy foods. There's going to be nutritionists there to talk to. There's going to be live music, family events. It's going to have it all. This Saturday at Orchard Nutrition. So join us down there.
Live music, too. How much fun. All right. Well, we'll see you there, and thank you for joining us.
This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's only going to be 100 today, but you've got smoke. We're going to talk about the smoke and unhealthy and all this, but have you thought about cleaning your filters in your air conditioning? Because you know it's just been all that smoke-filled air, it's been going through your air conditioner and what it's doing to your filters. So Alliance Heating and Air, been in the business over 25 years, best in the North State. The ones that we can endorse without reservation, Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back with just a few more thoughts on what's happening this week and a couple of rants.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Spin down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Keep out the heat, it'll be alright. And
hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best,
visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Linda and Carl Bob. Good morning, everybody. 8:33 in the morning. 73 degrees going up to 100. It might kind of like singing. Okay, Linda's giving me the eye roll here. 605-4567. Cypress Square Barbershop brings us this portion of the show. Man's Last Stronghold, best place in the world to get a haircut. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans at Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay. Let me see. Okay, here. This was one of my favorite ones. There was a high school teacher in Georgia. Made the news because some kids were coming into school and they were wearing T-shirts that said, "Make America Great." That's all. Make America Great Again. And she goes after them. And it was a math teacher, so they're wrapped a little tight. But she goes after them and says that they've got to take those shirts off, that it's not called for, that slogans like that are like swastikas. Oh, no, she used the word swastikas. How do we know this? Because another kid in the room was filming this with his phone going, he says, "Did she say that?" She says, "What's she picking on them for?" And she said that, "I'm not saying that Trump is, but this is a neo-Nazi saying." Well, this was in Georgia. Needless to say, there was a brouhaha after that. The school quickly came out saying, "These kids are not in trouble. We apologize. This was somehow the teacher has let her own personal feelings come into this." Those kids could wear a shirt that says "Make America Great Again." There's nothing wrong with that. And so, of course, now you've got legislators from the state of Georgia calling for her immediate dismissal. And then you have to ask yourself, though, we start talking about people in school and indoctrination. There's so many things that are going on. And, you know, they start talking. You know, if you remember what we said about the little 5-year-old girl from kindergarten, because she used the wrong pronoun or the wrong name for for another 5-year-old who's kind of going through a transgender phase or going through a transgender change, I guess. She gets called into the and this is in Rockland, California. Gets called into the principal's office for an hour. We told you about that. And what happened from then is that she goes home. She says, "I got in trouble. I was in the principal's office. Mom is enraged." She says, "For what? Because she called this child by his name from last year, because she didn't know." And see, we've reached. And then the kindergarten teacher gives reads a book about transgender kids. Without telling the parents. And when they said, "What was in the book?" You have to ask your child. And the kids are coming home saying, "Am I going to turn into a little boy?" This is what happens in fifth. And this is what happens when you're talking to 5-year-olds without the parents being there and you address it for an hour. This is what's happening, the indoctrination of our children.
I think that, to me, is, I have to say that, but I think that is, I would call that child endangerment.
It's
child abuse. It's endangering a child's mind to be talking about these subjects when, you know, they're developing and they should be, I don't know. Why can't it be simple for children?
And the point is that when you're 5 years old and you start getting indoctrinated at that age, what happens by the time you're 10 or 12 or 13 or 14? And then look what happens when you're in universities. It's a proven fact that over 90% of the college professors that they've surveyed are all Democrats. You've got college professors that are involved in this in Antifa, where they are leading in the attacks. They've had teachers down in Southern California get fired because they're members of Antifa, and they're trying to sign their kids up for Antifa. And when they are suspended, they bring kids in and try to get them to get physical. These are your teachers. These are the ones that say it's okay to attack. It is okay. So here we are So now you've got them. Oh, no, you can't wear that. No, no, no. That's neo-Nazi. And here's the other thing. Everything is neo-Nazi now. You're not a racist anymore. You're a neo-Nazi. Oh, wait a minute. A neo-Nazi is a racist. Is a neo-Nazi a racist? Somebody that voted against Obama? Are they? If you voted against Obama, are you a neo-Nazi and a racist all at the same time? Do you believe in slavery because you voted against Obama? Or could it be something that is just so some of the things he pushed through you were just against? You were against policies, not against him. You're against policies. So if you vote against Trump, or are you voting against Trump because you hate him because he's a because he's white? Just because he's white with orange hair, you vote against him? Or do you vote against his policies? Do people hate Trump because he's white? Well, I'm sure there are. There are people out there just like they hated Obama because he was black. It's small, small minorities. I would hope that they fight against Trump or Obama or anybody because of the policies.
Somebody pointed out on Facebook that while all this divisionary tactic is taking place on the mass media, meanwhile, members of this, Cajun Navy, citizens who came together when the government was too busy filling out paperwork to get the job done, these people are out there, these good old boys are out there in their duck boats. It didn't matter whether somebody in the water was black, white, purple, or green. They got them out of the water and got them to safety. And it didn't matter. There were Asians helping Hispanics. There were white folks helping black folks, et cetera, et cetera. It didn't matter because it was a community.
The community came together. Look what J.D., what's his name, J.D., whatever, the football player from Houston.
Yeah.
Their defensive end, the all-star and all this. Yeah. Raised $18 million. He and his teammates raised $18 million plus more to help people in Houston. This is the way the people of this country have come together, and you're absolutely right, Bob. They don't show the black gentleman helping the elderly white guy out through the water, or the white guy holding the two black kids in his arms as he's walking through the water. They're not showing this. They're not showing how America came together, because that's the way we are. We are not a nation at war. We are a media at war that wants more. They want more conflict. They want more of this happening. So they will blow anything up that they possibly can. Do you see, how many pictures did you see of President Trump holding the black child up or serving hot dogs? Did you see those? Or did you hear about Melania Trump wearing stiletto heels as she walked to the helicopter that was going to take her to the airport? And when she got there in Houston, she came out wearing blue jeans, sneakers, and a jacket. I mean, but no, they had, and the woman that attacked her on this, you should see photos of this woman. I mean, from Vogue. I mean, she just thoroughly attacked Mrs. Trump. And it had nothing to do with reality. But yet that got all the attention.
Mm-hmm.
This whole thing is, what I'm getting at, is that the media, and I hope that we're not part of this, but the media is pushing all the things that are just bad.
The corporate media, which
corporate
you,
media.
Most assuredly, are not. This is probably one of, this isn't the what we, us and next door, we're the non-corporate entities
we're
in
the
this
last
town
two.
For
the
broadcasting.
I think we're the last two.
Yeah,
I think. And the other one's a music station. But I think we're probably the last two out here. And we're the only numbered station, talk radio station out here that's independently owned. And, we try to give it, Linda's sitting here looking at Huffington Post right now.
I go between Drudge, USA, Huffington, Washington. Those are the, when we're on the air, I go between those. And, of course, breaking news, winds down DACA program for undocumented immigrants, give Congress 6 months to pass.
Okay. Now, this is what we talked about earlier, the DREAM Act. And this was the one that, in my opinion, and many, many other people thought that President Obama overstepped his privileges there, his presidential authority with his executive order doing that, suspending law. The only thing that Trump's done is say, hey, look, I'm taking that away. And Congress, you have 6 months to fix this, to actually come up with real immigration reform. And here's your chance to hit a home run, guys. Here's your chance to at least get a single, a bunt. But you're not going to get a walk. You're not going to get hit and be able to get on first base. You've got to actually do something. Republicans are shaking in their boots because they have to do something. They have to do something and come forward with this. And they're afraid that, well, if we're too lenient, people are going to not vote for me. Or if I'm too harsh, people are not going to vote for me. You know what? You got to make a decision, guys. Doug and the rest of the gang, you got to make a decision on this. You've got to come up with a plan. And how are you going to do it?
Here's ACLU National, one of their tweets. No real Donald Trump. You are manufacturing a crisis. You must keep DACA in place until Congress passes a standalone DREAM Act.
Nope. What he can do is he can do away with that and just say is that you've got 6 months to. He says, we're not. I think if you look at the rest of it, they're not going to be enforced and not going to be any changes. I'm just doing away with it. And this is going to force you to do it, because if it's still there in the 6 months, they're going, oh, no, no, we're going to take another 6 months. See, he does away with it, and he's held their feet to the fire. Okay, Congress, and okay, Republicans, here's your chance. Democrats are sitting like this going,
5:04 this morning, Donald Trump tweets, Congress, get ready to do your job, capital letters, DACA.
There you go. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. I'm just down at Bastiani Arms. Springfield has a big sale going on down there at Bastiani Arms. That when you buy a pistol down there, you'll get a holster, four magazines, all the stuff. Oh, yeah, you get a bunch of stuff with it, too. I think it's still going on. But you have to go down there and check at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Plus, it's the best place in town to buy a gun. Great customer service. You need a trigger job for a gun, then just take it down to John and or one of his gunsmiths. He will meet or beat the big box store prices. All your shooting accessories down at Bastiani Arms, including concealed carry classes. Really good, solid concealed carry classes at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222. Again, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back.
I'm here with Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica.
We hear over and over about people just having or getting ready to have back surgery. Now, why is that?
Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical decompression like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive, with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs.
Explore all options and potentially avoid a painful, long, expensive recovery with back surgery. See if the DRX-9000 is right for you. Call Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists, 243-2300. You can also find them online at ShastaSpine.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. Evil. There are people in this country who are evil to the core. They are violent and hateful and will not reason or debate. This evil drives them to violence with whomever they disagree. They will invade peaceful gatherings with the sole purpose of perpetrating violence and injury, then blame their actions on the peaceful. We can no longer trust politicians or the media to acknowledge the truth, so we must know how to discern good from evil. This wisdom is found in a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you could use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460.
A singer in a snow care room.
Oh, yeah. I'm not gonna sing along.
Yeah,
I promise not to sing along. Everybody's cheering in here that I'm not gonna sing along. Thank you very much, guys. Thank you. Carl has not left the building. It's 11 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. We have a couple of tickets to the sock hop that's gonna happen here. That's raising money and for the Northern California Veterans Cemetery Support Group. It's gonna be Saturday, September 16th from 7 to 10 p.m. Doors open at 6:30. It's gonna be at the Veterans Hall. It's $12 tickets. We're giving away two of them right now. 605-4567. Want to go to the sock hop? They've got not an open bar. It'll be a cash bar there. Open bar would have had, we'd have loaded that place up. The music, it's going to have a DJ there. It's raising money for the Reeds Across America and the Veterans Day ceremonies, Memorial Day ceremonies, all of this, the sock hop. So if you'd like to go to this, give us a call, 605-4567. Save yourself $24.
Okay.
The border.
All right. You have something really important, and I do too.
Okay, well, you start.
Well, we're talking about North Korea. What is the difference between a hydrogen bomb and an atomic bomb?
May I step in?
Yes, please.
A conventional atomic bomb, the type that took out Hiroshima and Nagasaki, are what are called fission devices. In other words, you cram a material such as uranium or plutonium into a small space. There's a rapid increase of energy release, and you get the nuclear explosion. A thermonuclear device is a fusion device. It is triggered by an atomic bomb that generates a huge amount of heat, which then causes the hydrogen to fuse, two forms of hydrogen to fuse, and creates a much larger enhanced explosion.
Well, okay, that's what we wanted to know. Okay, so North Korea's state-run broadcaster said Sunday that the country had successfully conducted a test of hydrogen bomb that can be loaded onto its new intercontinental ballistic missiles.
You know, we're reaching a point here, people, that if any of this is true, the fact is that we know they have a nuclear device, but they didn't have a missile that could reach anything. Are we getting to the point now is that they've got an intercontinental ballistic missile that can reach the United States, and it only had, you know, or what if it reaches Hawaii or Guam or any of that? What if they launch a device, which I don't think they will. They haven't upped their defense posture. But if they do, I can't help but think that the person, if Kim Il-sung does something like this, that it's not the destruction of his country. Total destruction. Maybe not total destruction, but enough that he's not going to be around. There's, you know what, the Chinese are getting antsy because they think we're getting ready to put sanctions on them. The only way we'll put sanctions on them is if the Americans agree to put sanctions. The banking interest, Wall Street, and all this says, okay, put sanctions on them. Because without that, without them agreeing to this, there's not going to be any real sanctions. Now, can Trump do it? He probably could, but it's going to cost a lot of money to Wall Street. A lot of Chinese investments in there. If they put sanctions on them for not pushing the North Koreans more. Chinese are saying, hey, look, we are pushing them. We're trying here. We've got to a point, though, that can they put a nuclear device on a missile that can hit the United States? It's something that started back, you know, and I guess we could go back to when Clinton and some of the agreements they made back then on it's Bill Clinton on some of the agreements they made with the Koreans. Now, we'll have to go back and look at those exactly. But are these the ones, if you remember, that hey, we're going to pay you money not to do build these nuclear weapons, and we're going to take care of your nuclear needs that way? But it seems like that hasn't worked, or was that a total failure from the very beginning? Something to look at from back there. Hurricane Irma coming in could be cost, what, hundreds of billions of dollars?
And then you were talking about the border. You wanted to discuss something on the border.
Anywhere they go with DACA and immigration reform has got to include shutting down the border. It does no good to come up with a way of bringing people and citizenship to a lot of people in this country if we don't close the border and get another 10 million in here in the next 45 years. If we don't shut down the border, take control of our border, then it does no good to do any type of immigration reform, because it's just going to be more illegal people coming in here. More illegals. Oh, my gosh, but they brought their kids with them. They've been here for 10 years, and the children were born here, or they were 6 months old. Oh, don't you feel sorry for them? It wasn't the children's fault, blah, 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 blah. Okay, but unless you control the border, you're going to just have it happen again. Look what happened with Reagan. Hey, we're going to have amnesty here. Well, what's happened? We've got 12 million, quote, you know, who knows how many. Who knows really how many undocumented aliens we have here, illegal aliens we have in this country. We don't know. Nobody can know. We can track a calf born in British Columbia, track a calf all the way down to Texas. We can't track people coming into our country, much less terrorists coming into our country.
Well, there's a will and a way.
Well, there is. And, you know, you're not going to put a chip in every ear. But here's the thing is that once you shut down the border, then you can have some meaningful immigration reform, but not until then. Oh, we don't want to build the border. Oh, my gosh, we don't want to build the wall. And if you build the wall, we're going to stop doing business with you in California. Really? I mean, these are the type of things that people are doing. We want to become a sanctuary state here. Why? Why do you want to be a sanctuary state? I don't understand this whole premise of breaking the law. Then if that's the case, why can't the county, if she has to be a sanctuary county for the Second Amendment, that, yeah, you can have a sporting rifle with a 30-round mag if that's what you want, because we are a sanctuary county for the Second Amendment in California, because we choose not to obey the laws that we don't want. This is, you know what I mean? This is what the state of California is doing. We're not going to obey those laws. And we're going to tell all of our law enforcement personnel, if this bill passes, that we don't want them to talk to the feds. No matter what. We don't want you. No, we don't want you talking to the feds. So if this happens, so now you've told us to disobey the orders of the federal government. So I think at that point, Shasta County should just say, okay, fine, we're going to do that. We're going to disobey the orders of the, we're not going to discuss illegals with the feds, but we're not going to ratify, nor are we going to enforce your stupid gun laws. So what do you think the state of California would do on that one? Do you think that they would start cutting money off here? Yes.
Well, yeah, the out of control folks down in Sacramento, the friends of Kamala Harris. Boy, there's a scary individual. Mm. She's becoming the darling, of the left, and being groomed publicly for insertion into the 2020 election.
You know, I clamp down on my teeth, and when I do that, I probably have cracked a tooth or something at this point. When you just kind of like grit your teeth and you go, well, and we go back again up here to the lack of, and I hate to even throw this one out, but the lack of representation we have up here in Northern California. And the lawsuit, which everybody said, okay, hey, we got a shot at this, all of a sudden put on hold. Where did that come from?
Yeah.
You know, did somebody get to the judge?
I can tell you that people in coastal Oregon, where I just was, feel much the same about the folks in Portland and in Eugene, that they are completely out of touch and that they ignore the fact that the people who do choose to live in southwestern Oregon are of a different mindset.
In southeastern and yeah, eastern, just yeah, eastern yeah, Oregon,
yeah,
period.
Yeah, anywhere but the top end of the Willamette
and
Valley.
Same thing with Washington State. The people there on east of the Cascades.
Yeah.
Because they're outnumbered in from Seattle. So that no matter what they want, they're just like us. It's come down to urban and rural. Yeah. And I mean that's just the bottom line on it. And we've got to be able to find a way that we can be represented so that when they come up with some of these stupid things, is that at least we have a say about it. Okay. Tomorrow. EDC.
What's happening? Ooh. Okay.
Economic Development Corporation, and it's just been announced that there may be an East Coast firm looking really hard at buying part of Stillwater, 7 acres in Stillwater, to do a green type business providing nitrogen, or I'm sorry, hydrogen, using green techniques. Could be a start of that, what people are talking about. I don't think Tony will be able to talk about it very much because it's still in infant stages, but it did hit the paper.
And let's also keep our Texas Americans and all the people who lived in Texas in our prayers. Hurricane Irma, now an extremely dangerous Category 5, which takes aim on Florida, of course, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, Haiti, Cuba, and the Bahamas. Let's keep our eyes open in our prayers, as well as the people from Helena.
There you go. The good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news sponsored by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive on KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Won't be turned around.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump plans to phase out the Obama-era DACA program, which shielded illegal immigrants brought to this country as children from deportation. Attorney General Sessions says the trouble with DACA is that President Obama did an end run around Congress to enact the program.
Such an open-ended circumvention of immigration laws was an unconstitutional exercise of authority by the executive branch.
Sessions notes that DACA will not be ended immediately. Instead, Congress is being given 6 months to enact a legislative solution changing immigration law if it's